Okay, so what you're about to listen to now is the end result of the pre-roll you might have been hearing on the podcast over the last month or two, where I've been requesting for you guys to leave reviews for the podcast. Wherever you listen to it, please leave a review, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever, and then send me a DM with a screenshot, you know, showing proof that you did so. And then I'm weekly just randomly grabbing different DMs and then setting up a 10-minute call where you can ask me whatever you want and I will go off for you and deliver as much value within my human capacity within that 10 minutes. The call you're about to listen to now is one of those. Guys, I'm still offering this. Please go ahead, leave a review for the podcast, shoot me a DM showing me the review you left, and I might, just fucking might, be sending you a link to sign up for a 10-minute call like this. Thanks so much. I hope you enjoy it.
Man,
what is up, guys?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you guys, you know, doing the review and all that stuff, and you know, getting the pop on here for 10 minutes.
For sure, man. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. So, how can I help?
All right. So, I've got Kelly Berger here with me, and our gym is Resistance Cycle, indoor spin studio. We opened July 15th. Mm-hmm. So we've been in for like 5 months now. Fun fact, we also had a daughter on June 21st. So we had like a 3-week-old and an infant baby in an infant studio. So
always a good time, right? Always a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're kind of starting and getting going, and, you know, I hear a lot and know a lot about, you know, the standard membership base. We're more class pack based, so we've only got like 5% of our monthly users are actually members, recurring members. So we sell a lot of class packs, one single ride, 3, 5, 10, whatever it is. So looking at the numbers and the growth and conversion and retention, I guess my biggest question is, how do you, what becomes a conversion at that point? What becomes retention at that point? You know, is it measured in rides, usage, total usage, frequency? That's kind of
what you're essentially asking me. What are the metrics we need to be looking at since we're selling PIFs every single time?
Exactly.
The answer is, excuse me, you got to stop fucking selling PIFs every time. What is the only spin studio brand in the history of spin studio brands that successfully has sold PIFs only in their tenure?
Soul Cycle.
Right. Yeah. No offense. We're not Soul Cycle. They're able to do that because they have the brand. You cannot get Soul Cycle anywhere else. My guess is you guys have probably, you've probably been the one. You understand they have the customer by the balls because they can't find that experience in downtown Chicago anywhere else for the most part. You guys in small business America, micro gym, boutique world, you've got to fall in line with the Orange Theories of the world. All right, to take it down, right? I put Soul Cycle up here, Orange Theories underneath. Okay. Mm-hmm. Underneath them are all the mom and pops. Like, you know, what I own, what you guys own, we have got to be on a recurring EFT. So the first way to start that is to look at your current packages. What quantity of packages purchased is the most popular?
3 and 5.
And 5. How long does it take for someone to use 3 sessions or 3 classes?
Our typical right now, the kind of the frequency, it seems like unique users per month is about 1.8 rides per month per user.
Okay. So the average person is coming one time per month.
Every other week. We obviously have our people every day. We have our people one time. That's kind of how I figured.
And so what people found, because the paid in full model was something we've seen in the personal training industry. When I first got into the fitness industry and I was doing the Globo Gym thing, I would go in and fix broken personal training departments. Well, the personal training departments that sold frequency-based training, you train one time a week, 2 times a week, 3 times a week, 4, whatever it is, they saw higher, obviously, attendance, right? More sessions used. But it also instantly, from the genesis of the relationship with the gym, was like, oh, this is something I'm doing on this cadence. With you guys, you're essentially throwing 3 little tokens at them and go, use them as you'd like. Right? You guys have a kid. Okay, your kid's young, but wait till they go to Chuck E. Cheese for the first time and they play the games and they get the little fucking raffle tickets that they can reclaim for like a prize later. I mean, if they just like what most kids do, they never turn them in. They accumulate and accumulate and accumulate in hopes of getting a bigger prize later down the road. And what Chuck E. Cheese knows is that 45% of those kids never claim it. They just keep saving them up, and then mom and dad never go back or they grow out of it. That's kind of what's happening here. You're giving them three tokens to take class, and they just have no idea as to when they should be redeeming that prize, how often they should be doing it. Now, I would tell you is that if, and I was hoping what you were going to give me as well, Stu, the average person is using those three classes every week. I'm like, okay, then yeah. We already have the makings of a frequency-based membership. That would be 12 a month. Okay.
Yeah. That's our goal.
Right? So here's what I would do. Yeah. Let's experiment. Let's not, you know, your current members, we don't have to fuck with them yet. Let's just keep, they're used to just buying these packs on some kind of frequency. Let's not rock the boat. Let's going forward for starting January 1, you don't sell the PIFs anymore. We're going to go with just a base model, right? Because we don't really have a lot of good data to go off of. So I'm going to give you a base model. Your base model is going to be, you can go 4 sessions per month, but we're not going to advertise that one, but it's there for when people don't buy the 8-pack. So 8 rides per month, 8 rides per month. Well, we, and you know, I'm talking to you as if I was you guys at the front counter talking to somebody. Yes, Sally. So we generally, you know, we see a lot of people get really good results with 2 to 3 rides per week. Now, if you're incorporating other forms of exercise outside of here, you obviously can come in less, but our average member is here about 2 to 3 rides per week. So our 8-pack is a great way to get in around 2 rides, or you use those 8 within the month, however you see fit. So I would go with you guys. I would go with like an 8 and I'd go with a 12 and I'd stop there. I just kind of play with those two. Now, if they're like, hey, do you have more than, can I do more than 12? Sure. If you use up your 12 sessions, we can sell you an additional class at the per class rate. So let's say you sold this. How much is a per session ride for a 3-pack?
It's about $21.
21 times
a ride.
Okay. So if we were doing that 12 pack, all right. So 21 times 12, going to 252. So let's go ahead and do, if you guys, let's go 15. How many bikes do you have in the class?
40.
Oh shit. You guys, how often do you sell out?
Right now the Saturday classes are doing well, but outside of that, some specialty rides do well, but as far as a full sellout, there's pretty much her class on Saturday morning is kind of the class that does that.
Okay. Only once a week.
Most everything else we're averaging about 8, but we do right now we're doing 20 classes a week. We're getting about on average 8 people a class. Most of our better classes are like 15 to
25.
You know, yeah.
Got it. So even at that 15, you're only seeing less than 40% utilization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the point, is get the utilization up.
Yeah.
Plus it makes the class
you
got
to do. I mowed lawns as a kid. I used to, you know, I'd staple the flyer like, hey, for $10, I'll mow your lawn. And underneath there, I had my phone number and the little tearaways of my phone number on there. It's my mom's number to the house. I would always tear away. I had 10, I would tear away 4 of them.
Yeah.
Because they had to create the demand.
We ghost fill bikes. Okay, so good. It looks full.
Good. It looks full. Awesome. Good. So as long as you guys are doing that. Now, also like in the class too, like Flywheel, which was a really popular brand before they ate shit and died and went bankrupt, they would pull bikes out so that it seemed more full when people actually got in. Because they'd ghost fill them like you guys do, but then they'd get in and there's like 6 bikes around them empty. Like that just, it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel hype. Anyway, so I would recommend a frequency-based thing. Price-wise, I need a lot more data on it. Again, you guys kind of have an idea. If 21 a ride is a paid in full cost, and paid in full should be higher, you guys are probably looking at somewhere in that $15 a ride, give or take, for your frequency-based stuff. And obviously, the more frequent they come, the less they would pay in that model. Right. So maybe 8 classes is, I'm sorry, 12 classes is 15. Okay. So that'd be $180 a month. And then for your 8 classes, that would be closer to 20 or 17 or 18, something like that. So maybe by 8 by 18, that would be, you know, 144, somewhere in that ballpark, right? Just a nice, easy. And then you have in your back pocket a 4 times a month that you could sell. Right. But it would go paid in full is the most expensive, you know, Then it goes down to your four pack, which is hidden. It's up your sleeve as an ace. And then it goes eight. And then it would go your 12. Because the frequency of your user is not, I don't think you need to have an unlimited. Now, as you build up and you customize customers to frequency, you're going to have 12 times a monthers come up and be like, hey, how could I come more often? And you could then establish an unlimited or just take their per ride rate and be like, cool, after you hit 12, just come to us at the front desk or you know, and you could just sell you a la carte one ride at a time. Or you want to add a couple extra rides, we'll add a two pack at the same price you're paying per ride. So yeah. Essentially someone could end up with a 17 pack, you know, membership at the end of the month because they a la carted another five classes on top of the 12 they already paid for.
Yeah. So we do have an unlimited. It's $230 a month.
And how many people are on it?
We're like 16, 17 members now.
Okay. Out of how many?
Well, so we've had a total of 771 people come through the studio since we opened. Our frequency, kind of like our usage per month is averaging 240, 225, and 303 people.
But we don't know if those are unique. Those aren't unique. Those are love.
Yeah. Our unique riders are seem to be hovering. We're getting up over 300 now. Okay. I feel like we need to be, and I'd have to pull it off budget, but we're getting another thing that I was curious about. You know, we're getting about 100 to, you know, averaging about 100 new people a month through the door.
Okay.
And that was part of that. That kind of is feeds into my question, you know, is that good for a studio? Cause I have zero gym experience.
You got 20 classes. You said 20 classes a week,
20 classes a week.
That's pretty good. I mean, again, you're a high volume model. So
you've got, that's 40, what we need.
You're going to have 40 people in there, right? So 20 times 40, I mean, we can go ahead and we can get 800 people technically at 100% capacity in a given week.
That's right.
Yeah. And then, so, you know, obviously moving those unique riders, moving that volume up, then I track the spin. So that was kind of.
Yeah. Here's what I recommend. Every one of your customers, and I'm going to run a few minutes over if you guys are okay with that. Every one of your customers is used to being on subscription. Pretty much most things in their life are on some form of subscription. You're going to make their life easier when you go to it. Do you use MindBody or ZingFit? What do you use?
Mariana Tech.
Great. That's what okay. Awesome. Very familiar with it. You guys are going to, you guys, if I were you, I would be talking to the customers because every time that they're out of that class, it's probably like, again, the actual customer does this. Oh shit. I forgot to register for class. I'm going to go, oh fuck. I'm out of passes. Now I got to do this while I'm at the green, where I'm at the red light. We're going to literally I would use that in my marketing. I'd create a funny little reel of that exact scenario and be like, guys, don't worry. Effective January 1, we fixed this problem. So many of our amazing customers have come up to us and asked us to create a recurring membership option because they're tired of having to push and buy those same classes on a recurring schedule. So using our awesome app that we have, you are now able to go ahead and purchase memberships on a recurring basis of 8 and 12 classes per month. For the current members, you can tell them there's a 4 as well. And we just need to make sure the pricing's dialed in on those three packages. Now for all current new people coming in, just like the next new body that walks in the door, that's all you have. You just have your recurring membership options. They can purchase those PIF models, but they're not going to look as attractive compared to the recurring ones. Now I recommend you do an initial 90-day membership agreement. Well, why do I have to sign a 90-day membership agreement? Well, Sally, so it takes about 90 days to really get you accustomed to the bike, clipping in and out, the different moves we do. And some of our instructors come with some really unique ride ideas, you know, some different mixes. They all have their own different flavor, this, that, and the other thing. So after about 90 days, and our members average 2 to 3 classes per week, so that's going to give you somewhere in the ballpark of 24 total classes to 36 total classes over 90 days, you'll have a great idea whether we're the right studio for you. After that, you can cancel at any time with a 30-day cancellation notice. So you have an initial 90-day agreement of this frequency-based membership. They can wrap their heads around this. If you do any kind of nutrition work, you can then be like, yeah, it takes a certain period of time for a rate of adaptation on nutrition. But if not, it just, hey, it takes us a while to show you all the different kinds of rides and styles of workouts and exercises we do on the bike and for you to see results. At the end of the 90 days, if we're not the right fit for you, boom, you're good. You can cancel with the 30-day cancellation notice. So that's how I'd be pitching it to people coming in now, is that's the new setup. That's the new system. And you'll just find one after the other, you'll knock them down. They'll be like, oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. And you act as if you've always done it that way. Always. And after you've sold 20 people on that, you're like, oh fuck, this is okay. This is it. Like, this is the way to go. And I would tell you, look at certain numbers. If you close 100% of people out of 20 or 30, the price is too low. You want to close around 80, 70 to 80% of people. And you want always around 20% or so to say, I would, but it's too expensive. That's a good price point. Now, again, I need to know more about your market, what kind of demographic we're dealing with. So I'm kind of throwing some broad generalizations out at you. But guys, yes, you have to switch over. You do it to the new people first so you can establish the right market value, establish the frequency, kind of get a feel for how these strangers feel about it. Because if strangers are like, oh yeah, that sounds great, 4 or 8 times per month, 4 times per month, 12, whatever they're buying, well, then these fuckers back here that are coming to see you guys and they know you and trust you already, you'll be able to sell it to them out of convenience. Oh, we have a new convenience factor for you. So you're not doing all this at the red light and instead of paying attention to your kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then, so at that point, if they make it through that 90 days, at that point, they are retained. They're converted if they sign.
There is. So you have two things, definitions, members and membership. Are you guys at MGU perchance?
I had it and got okay. Sidetracked.
So the two things I teach it, one of the two things is the definitions of a member and a membership. A member is anybody who can walk into your facility and use your service. So if your mom works out at the studio and you don't charge her, she's a member. She takes up limited resources. That is what members do. They consume limited resources. Memberships are living, breathing, transactional agreements that recur and renew without your involvement. So there's members that don't have memberships. Your mom, if you comped her, is a member without a membership. Somebody with a 3-pack is a member. They don't have a membership. The person with the 12 times per month that recurs every single month and is only cancelable with a 30-day cancellation notice is a member who has a membership. You gotcha. See the difference between the two? So our goal is to get, you know, over the next year would be to get X amount of people converted over to memberships.
I actually like that because we've really noticed that $70 to $125, $130 price point is kind of where people pull the trigger on those three. And yeah, we were a lot of 3 and 5 class packs. So
yeah,
you know,
and dialing in those numbers are going to be important. And what I'll do is after this, I'll have Sally shoot you guys a quick email or whatever. And if you guys want to get on a call and book something where I can literally look at your numbers and we can come up with the exact price points that you want to run this at, we can. But yeah, ultimately guys, subscription-based business is the best. Ideally, we want to have this drafting on 2 days out of the month, the 1st and the 15th, ideally, or somewhere around the 8th and the 23rd, whatever it is. So you can plan all your bill pay and your payroll around these pockets of money that are going to pour into your account. Because right now, you guys are just getting like drizzle pissed on randomly with money, just little driplets of like a coffee dripper with money throughout the month. It is so hard to run a business that way. So hard. Because Your bills don't just drip throughout the month. You know, you got a big rent check, big rent payment due. You got a big insurance payment due. You got payroll due on certain days. So we got to get you off this drip model that you have with your revenue and get you to just, it drops all at the 1st or twice a month.
Gotcha.
Okay. Guys, thank you so much. I'll have Sally shoot an email out to you. Would love to get on a call and kind of dial this thing in further. But thank you so much for following the podcast, leaving a review. I greatly appreciate it. And I hope you guys have a great fucking New Year's.
Absolutely, man. Thank you.
Got it. Take care.
See you.